Good morning. Here are the day's top 5 stories from the Miami Herald for Friday, October 8th through Monday. First, the weather. The rain chance increases over the next few days. And it will stay hot with afternoon highs in the mid to upper 80s. Let's get things started with COVID. Looser COVID quarantine protocols are coming Monday for public middle school students in Miami-Dade County. The more relaxed protocols are expected for elementary and K-8 schools in the coming weeks. Starting Monday, students in middle school who are exposed to COVID-19 and are asymptomatic will no longer have to quarantine for 10 days. Instead, their quarantine can be cut short if they test negative with a PCR test administered after the 5th day of contact with the infected person. The looser protocols are identical to what the district issued for high school students several weeks ago. Under the new rules, students who have symptoms or test positive will still have to quarantine. In wildlife news, Florida has won a battle against an invasive snail. This snail can grow to be 8 inches long and eat 500 kinds of plants and the stucco off your house. The slimy invaders also carry a parasite that can cause meningitis in humans and pets. The price tag for getting rid of the dangerous mollusks in the state over the past decade? $24 million. But the Florida Department of Agriculture says it has eliminated the giant African land snail. It's an invasive species that was spotted in 2011 near Douglas Park in Coral Gables and quickly spread across Miami-Dade and parts of Broward. Eradication means that a live snail hasn't been spotted in Florida in 3 years. The invasive pest, originally from East Africa, has been around before, infesting South Florida in the late 1960s and 1970s. The state was able to control the outbreak in 1975. In real estate news, South Florida residential sales volume dropped in September. This marks the first slowdown this year. Single-family home transactions in Miami-Dade and Broward counties dipped when comparing activity in September 2020 to September 2021. Condo sales declined in Broward, but rose in Miami-Dade. In crime news, a second man has been arrested for his suspected role in the ambush shooting at a Miami-Dade County banquet hall that killed 3 people and wounded 20 others. Miami-Dade police booked 20-year-old Warren Eric Buckner. Investigators believe he is one of the suspected shooters that ambushed a crowd outside El Mula Banquet Hall on May 30. Buckner is charged with 3 counts of first-degree murder and 20 counts of attempted murder. His arrest comes nearly 2 weeks after police say 22-year-old Devontae Barnes confessed to acting as the lookout for the mass shooting. And finally, in entertainment news, the Red Hot Chili Peppers are headlining the 2022 Global Stadium Tour at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Gardens. For the Hard Rock Stadium date on August 30th and a September Stadium date in Orlando, the Peppers top the bill over the Strokes and Thundercat. Tickets go on sale to the general public at 10 a.m. October 15th at redhotchilipeppers.com or Ticketmaster. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.